Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
God has created the world for the purpose of demonstrating His defense, protection, and deliverance of a people, which He chose and gave to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord called men to build cities surrounded by walls and bulwarks so that He might demonstrate His defense and protection of His elect by the types and foreshadows of these walls. In the same fashion, He has designed that those walls built by the hands of men should ultimately fail to protect the inhabitants of those cities in order to demonstrate the captivity of men in sin and darkness and their weakness to mount a defense against this foe. But He has also manifested Himself as the champion of His people, who would deliver them in the appointed time and cast about them a wall which could never be breached, nor could any foe ever again successfully assail. God is committed to the deliverance and protection of His people, and will spare no expense to provide it for them. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and He that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. The preaching of the gospel is for the purpose of declaring the glory, beauty, and impregnable nature of that defense which the Lord has surrounded His beloved sons with. None but the heirs of grace shall ever take delight in her bulwarks or find rest inside those glorious walls. This city appears but an irrational sort of defense to those who have never felt the safety therein or long for an entrance into this holy city. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. All of the saints in every age have sought for the confines of this fortress, even though many of them died, having only seen it from a distance. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. We are not those who have thus died without seeing these promises fulfilled, for we have seen Him, who is our shade by day and our defense by night. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. O ye sons of the Most High God, look well to this bulwark. Gaze upon Him who was slain for your defense and suffered for your freedom. See that salvation wrought by His mighty hand, even in the very weakness of His human flesh. Tell it to the generations to come. Declare it in the hearing of men. He is indeed a Savior, mighty to save. One who has set for the deliverance and protection of those for whom He shed His precious blood, and has risen from the grave triumphant over sin, death, and hell. What shall we say, then, to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall not He with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Do you reside inside the walls of this city?
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.